DW.
Batteries are also essential to some top climate solutions. We need them to power electric vehicles, and we need them to serve as power banks on energy grids utilizing renewables like wind and solar. To get more of a sense of the importance of batteries in a world working to reduce its dependence on fossil fuels, I recently spoke with Greg Nemeth, a professor of public affairs who specializes in, well, I'll let him explain.
I really talk about my specialty is really about this question, is how do we stimulate innovation in low carbon technology?
Greg says he's an optimist when it comes to this and our ability to address climate change. So I started out by asking him why he's so optimistic.
Looking at how technology has changed and improved, and if you think of 30 years of politicians dithering about what we're actually going to do and how much on climate change, and like fits and starts and backtracking, in the background, several technologies have gone through some pretty amazing improvements when you put them all together, and things like wind power, solar power, and batteries really come to mind, and they actually underpin a lot of the other reasons for optimism I have in terms of coming to actual political solutions and collective action issues. Those are all a lot easier to deal with when we're starting to have technological choices available that make some of the transitions to a cleaner and more climate-friendly energy system easier to do and more affordable, and that kind of supports all the other changes we'll need.
So turning to batteries, why are they so important when it comes to us getting off of fossil fuels?
With batteries, you can charge them up and then use that storage right away. And that's something that, you know, we've known and have worked on for, you know, more than 100 years. But it's only in the last, say, 20 years that we've had some breakthroughs in terms of making batteries that are have the capacity we need to do serious things with our energy system, like move people and things around with transportation or store large amounts of intermittent sources like sun and wind. You know, even 5 or 10 years ago, people would dismiss putting batteries onto the electric grid as just something that was kind of interesting, maybe cool in a niche application, but not something that we would seriously build an energy system around. And that's really changing now. And you know, one of the big issues with wind and solar is that it's not sunny all the time. It's not windy all the time. Much of the world's population lives in places that aren't really very sunny and cloudy quite a bit. But with batteries, you have the potential to save energy when you've got more than you need and use it when you really need it, when it's not windy or when it's not sunny. And so that's potentially a big change and enables a transition to a different type of energy system. So batteries are absolutely crucial.
How much are we going to need to scale up battery production in the coming years and decades to meet our needs and to reduce our reliance on fossil fuels enough to get to, you know, net zero emissions or some of these goals that we have on the horizon?
We will need to scale up a lot, because anything that you do that's going to make a substantial change to the energy system for like Germany or the US or for the whole world has to be a gigantic scale. And so the scale up challenge is huge. But, you know, batteries really do benefit from what's worked in other technologies, which is kind of gradual and iterative scale up. So gradual in that you don't go gigantic right away, and iterative where you learn from the process of going from a small production line to the next production line to a bigger one. That's a pathway to success, and batteries are really well set up to do that, in part because we've had these markets that were a little bit smaller, like smartphones and cell phones and laptops, and then start to think about bigger markets like electric vehicles for wealthy individuals for, say, maybe the last 5 or 10 years, and then starting to move to electric vehicles for everybody else. And that's a lot of a bigger market, but the costs have to come down. And that works out well because batteries have been following what's worked for wind and solar, which is a learning curve where the costs have come down as you build more and more of them.
With lithium ion batteries, they require materials like lithium and cobalt, which do have some negative environmental consequences when they're mined. Are these environmental trade-offs worth it to help us get off fossil fuels?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, and again, going back to your scale question, if we're going to do batteries on a very substantial part, so maybe half of the world's vehicles are electric or half of the world's electricity comes from renewables, that's a lot of batteries. And if we're using current technology, yeah, potentially a lot of cobalt and lithium and mining becomes an even bigger issue because we're going to need to do even more of it. The Three things I would say that make me optimistic about addressing those challenges is, you know, one, those are non-renewable resources like fossil fuels. And so as we start to mine them more and more, the prices are likely to go up. And as prices go up, that generally leads to innovation. So finding ways to use less of that material, or potentially, and this is the second reason for optimism, switching to a different architecture, a different material, maybe that doesn't have the environmental side effects, but presumably maybe just because cobalt gets too expensive, for example. And then the third point on that is that, you know, more and more what we're seeing is that consumers are actually quite sensitive about what the supply chain looks like, what the life cycle analysis says about the products that they buy. And so there's another reason for suppliers to look for non-environmentally damaging materials and look to some of the alternatives, or at least use less of the ones that seem essential. So I think there's ways around what is a real issue is some of the environmental and ultimately, you know, human rights impacts of mining for some of these precious metals. DW.